Over the past month of Kriyas HaTorah is a fascinating roller coaster of emotions that Bnei Yisrael experience. First, they learn about the construction of the Mishkan, the command that God gives us to build the Mishkan. Following that, we learn about the Chet HaEgel, right on the heels of Mamad Har Sinai, that Bnei Yisrael is able to fall to the lowest of points through the Chet HaEgel. And following that, in Vayakal and Pekudei, we experience the actual construction of the Mishkan. In that roller coaster of emotions and that ability to bring the Shekhinah back into the world, the Shekhinah which was, so to speak, pushed away a little bit, that close relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which was a separation was created after the Chet HaEgel, we find that the construction of the Mishkan is going to bring God back into the midst of Bnei Yisrael and rebuild that strong relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bnei Yisrael. And there's a fascinating command that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe in being able to bridge Chet HaEgel into the construction of the Mishkan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, V'ata hakreves Aaron achicha, and you, Moshe, bring Aaron, your brother, close to you. And what's the meaning of this command? What's the purpose of this advice? Why is it that God tells Moshe at this time, as he's about to embark on the rebuilding of the Mishkan, why is it that he says to bring Aaron close to him? So on a surface level, perhaps what Hashem is telling Moshe is that in order to be able to build the Mishkan, in order to bring Kedusha, you need a partner, you need an Aaron HaKohen. And with that partner, you'll be able to build the Mishkan, you'll be able to bring Shekhinah more closely into this world. But Rabbi Abraham J. Torsky suggests a more profound lesson on a deeper level. He suggests that what Hashem is telling Moshe is a command as far as leadership style is concerned. On the heels of an event such as the Chet HaEgel, something which was so divisive to Bnei Yisrael, Moshe is even driven out of the camp of Bnei Yisrael. He's separated from Bnei Yisrael, and while he continues to lead, he does so from afar. He does so without being in the midst of Bnei Yisrael. And Hashem says to Moshe, in order to build the Mishkan, in order to bring the Shekhinah back into this world, that's not the leadership style necessary at this juncture in Bnei Yisrael's history. Right now, you need to embrace the leadership style of Aaron HaKohen. You need to be an Oev Shalom and a Rodev Shalom. You need to bring Bnei Yisrael close to you. You need to care about each and every individual. And that's what Hashem is telling Moshe. Bring Aaron close to you. Adopt his leadership style. Recognize that to bring the Mishkan, to bring the Shekhinah back into Bnei Yisrael in a profound way, it needs to be done with the love of every individual. It's a profound lesson because I think we too experience this roller coaster of emotion sometimes. We can have an incredible high construction of the base of the Mishkan, and we could also experience a low such as the Chet HaEgel. And in being able to respond to the lows of the Chet HaEgels and being able to bring Kedusha back into the world in order really to be able to build as a community, which the Mishkan was the center of a community, it's important to adopt the leadership style of Aaron, the Oev Shalom, the Rodev Shalom, the person who's the epitome of relationships and the epitome of peace. God willing, as we continue to stay in touch, as we continue alumni to be a part of one another's lives, let's consider the approach of Aaron HaKohen. Let's appreciate the opportunity we have to work together, to be focused on relationships, to be the Oev Shalom, the Rodev Shalom of Aaron. And in that spirit of Aaron, in the spirit of Hashem's command to Moshe, God willing, we'll succeed in continuing to bring the Shekhinah into this world.